Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So it's Tuesday. I want to continue our discussion on making big decisions in your life. And today I want to focus on logical decision making. Now, I tend to be a very logical person, and I look at things very objectively, at least I try. And I always try to make decisions as objectively as I can. And so one of the things that I think has been very, very helpful to me over the years is getting things out of my mind and onto paper. Now, I've talked in the past about building to-do lists, because if you have a lot of things going on in your mind and you wake up in the morning, all these things are going through, and sometimes it's much easier to just offload them and put them on a piece of paper, because now you're not forced to try to remember everything. Well, I think decision-making is very similar. There's a lot of things that are sort of swimming around your mind in terms of making the decision, especially if you're having a difficult time with it. And sometimes just looking it on paper makes a big difference. And if you're able to get it out of your mind, it's less taxing on you. It's less stressful for you. So all we're suggesting is a simple T-chart. Positives on one side, negatives on the other. It gives you the visual you need, and it can really help you be objective in terms of the decision. It's going to get it out of your head, down on paper, and it just works. So that's the first thing. And I would say if that works for you, then you have your decision made, and that's great. And if that doesn't work for you, if you need more, think about who the closest person you know to an expert that you trust in this field is. And if it's a friend, if it's a family member, bring that person in and see if they can be objective. And maybe you can see things through their eyes, because sometimes we just get too close to a situation. The example I used yesterday is this house that I'm in the midst of deciding what I'm going to do with. Sometimes we get too close. And so you need an objective person to really come in and give you that perspective. And if it's not somebody related to you, and if it's not just a friend, maybe it means bringing someone in and paying them. If you have the financial wherewithal to hire an expert to help you make that decision, whether it be a lawyer, whether it be an accountant, whatever the decision is based on, then do it. I think that's money that's very well spent, especially when we're talking about big, big life-altering decisions. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator daily, hit the subscribe button on Stitcher or on iTunes, and just commit to joining me for just a few minutes each day. It doesn't cost you anything. We can all use a mental adjustment, and I'd love to do that with you together. So before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. So join me for tomorrow's 90-Second Navigator. We're going to be discussing emotional decision-making. But for today, for those of you that are logical, or for those of you that need to make more logical decisions, think about putting it down on paper, getting it out of your mind, and being as clear and as objective as you possibly can. Thank you.